the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
President Trump and Secretary of State Marco Rubio are leaving the G7 summit in Canada due to tensions in the Middle East. Trump arrived in Canada Sunday and was set to stay until Tuesday night. He met with the leaders of Canada and the United Kingdom earlier Monday. During a ceremonial photo op, Trump said he has to be back as soon as he can. Earlier in the day, Trump issued a warning on Truth Social saying everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. Israel has also issued an evacuation alert for residents in northeast Tehran. The man accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband will face both federal murder and stalking charges. Minnesota acting U.S. Attorney Joseph Thompson said Vance Bolter visited the homes of four politicians early Saturday with the intention of harming them.
Counts one and two charge him with stalking. Count one charges him with stalking Representative Melissa Hortman using interstate facilities.
Bolter could face the death penalty if convicted. Purdue Pharma is entering a $7.4 billion settlement with 55 U.S. states and territories.
The states and territories accused the company behind OxyContin of fueling the nationwide opioid crisis by aggressively marketing its products. The settlement will also end the Sackler family's ownership of Purdue Pharma. Money from the settlement will go to state and local governments, individuals, and Native American tribes. Since 1999, there have been more than 850,000 opioid-related overdose deaths in the U.S., according to the CDC. I'm Matt Mattinson.
California Governor Gavin Newsom and President Trump continue to feud over National Guard troops in Los Angeles. A three-judge panel is expected to hear arguments from both sides in court tomorrow. Newsom says the National Guard is under his jurisdiction and Trump only sent them to instill fear in the community. I'm Brian Shook.
Food.
Yes.
Hair.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey Chime Time. It's 11:03.
Now, here comes New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Steve, a crash on the turnpike northbound in Gloucester County, right around exit 3. The left lane is closed. Also, we've got some northbound car lane work between 7A and 8, between 9 and 10. The southbound eastern spur and southbound truck lanes are closed. 440 north, sluggish from the parkway in Perth Amboy, heading up to the Outer Bridge crossing. It is all because of construction work. The parkway is road work free, surprisingly enough, at this point. We do have a couple of taps of the brakes in East Brunswick in both directions on Route 18 between Cranberry Road and the New Jersey Turnpike, all because of construction work. There's an accident investigation which is closing down Route 27 in Island both ways, right near Green Street. One vehicle involved. We also have a closure in Morris County and Roxbury of Route 10 between Commerce Boulevard and Hillside Avenue. That, too, is with a crash investigation. Across the Hudson leaving New Jersey, we're looking pretty good. The Holland Tunnel is going to be losing one lane for construction, and the George Washington Bridge looks like it's moving well despite some wet roads. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 11:03 on New Jersey 101.5.
The voice of New Jersey is you. Use your voice now. Call 800-283-1015 and be part of the conversation.
Brian.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A lot of clouds overnight. There still could be a shower or two or a bit of drizzle in some spots, a low around 60. And a lot of clouds still for Tuesday. Might be a few bright spots or a few peaks of sun here or there. Will be humid and warmer with a stray shower. Highs in the low to mid 70s. Cloudy and muggy Tuesday night with a shower or two, perhaps a rumble of thunder. Lows in the mid 60s. And a warm, humid day Wednesday with clouds or breaks of sun and maybe a thunderstorm. Highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
New Jersey temperature, it's 62.